In South Africa today, the trial of former President P.W. Botha was postponed until early June. The 82-year-old apartheid-era leader is on trial for refusing to appear before the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Botha had been subpoenaed by the commission to testify about alleged state-sanctioned murders and other human rights violations committed during his presidency. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt is covering the proceedings in George, South Africa, where Botha continues to insist that his trial should move ahead immediately.
The prosecution spent most of the morning, as it had the day before, establishing the rationale for calling P.W. Botha to testify before the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The only witness called so far was the commission's executive secretary, Paul Van Zyl. He testified that the commission had collected evidence of 1,965 acts of torture by state security forces. Van Zyl told the court that the commission had wanted to ask Botha whether torture was state policy or just tolerated. At the same time, Van Zyl continued to build his case that top government leaders created an atmosphere that encouraged extra legal means to deal with political opponents, even if they didn't directly sanction them. Later in the morning, Van Zyl read testimony from earlier Truth Commission hearings where former Botha cabinet officials testified that they should have done more to prevent the abuses. Van Zyl also recounted testimony where top officials said that if they didn't know about the abuses, it was because they didn't want to know. Before the lunch break, Van Zyl also sought to establish the Truth Commission as being fair to former apartheid-era officials. Part of P.W. Botha's refusal to appear before the commission was based on his belief that it was out to humiliate him. From time to time, the defense objected to material being introduced by Van Zyl, and they asked for documents not in their possession. Through all of this, Botha sat impassive but attentive. But all of that changed dramatically after lunch. Prosecutor Morrison asked the presiding judge to postpone the case so that he could retrieve all of the requested documents. An argument ensued, and the prosecutor asked for a brief recess to speak with the judge and defense lawyers in chambers. Later, Botha said angrily, "This case was set down for 4 days. Come on, let's go." After they returned to the courtroom, a visibly more agitated Botha took his seat in the dock. One of his lawyers rose. "The accused asked me to read the following." Then in Afrikaans, he said that Botha had found it unacceptable that this case is delayed as a result of unsubstantiated allegations. The soft-spoken black magistrate, Judge Victor Lugaju, then responded, "It's a pity we find ourselves in this situation. Justice delayed is justice denied," he said, "but under the circumstances, I have no option." He then set the resumption of the trial for June 1st. When Botha left the room, he uttered one word in Afrikaans, then gestured with a dismissive wave. Outside, his lawyer, Ernest Pinzorn, explained why his client was so upset.
"You unfortunately have the situation where you have a one-sided, as it were, allegation being cast to the outside world. And now, because of the delay, the evidence which was given by the witness up to this stage obviously hasn't been subject to cross-examination. And therefore, I think Mr. Botha would have preferred, first of all, if the examination in chief could have continued and have been concluded, and the cross-examination could have carried on, so that the other side of the story, if there is one, could also come out."
As Pinzorn spoke, Botha emerged from the building, climbed into a waiting car, and left without saying a word. I'm Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, George, South Africa.